Hey there, I'm Buddy the Rat. Got some more cocksucking vampire brainfuckery to deliver to you today. This is Chapter 21, Selfish Submission. That had been the second time I'd been called someone's daddy in so many weeks. To be fair, this was an odd thing to call me for someone who had just utterly dominated my will. It rather blasted my brain in such a way that left me confused. But I also admit to being somewhat curious. When Leto had looked into my eyes and called me daddy, it was probably the most sincere he had been up to that point. I mean, other than wanting to suck my balls dry, he definitely wanted that. That moment turned into something of a strange microcosm in my brain. Time ceased to tick away. I was no longer aware of any light coming through my one window. I could no longer see the flashing neon sign or the resultant reflections of it. No, time really did seem to stop in the nearly painful afterglow of one of the most full and complete blowjobs I have ever had in my life. And as shocking as that blowjob was, I'll be the first to admit that I liked it. I was more than happy to let him keep doing it, for there is something so incredibly selfish about complete submission. In one respect, it feels like taking on a metric ton of responsibility. You are just utterly giving yourself to someone else's control. It's a form of slavery where the consequences of performing a task incorrectly could be met with punishment. It feels like work, but it really isn't. The act of giving up one's soul to another, although rife with very specific responsibilities, is actually more derived from the lazier part of the brain. It's the part that does not want to be responsible and just wants pleasure all the time. The submissive would rather give all of himself to someone in order to have those pleasure boxes ticked off, and this is what is so selfish about it. In the case of Leto, when he looked into my eyes and called me his daddy, I had made the decision quite quickly that I would forsake all other things in my life and become his source of food. Yes, this would ruin my life in some ways, but I am speaking more of how I felt in the moment. People make decisions all the time that they don't follow through with. That's why this was a sort of microcosm. It was an entire universe of decision-making all in one moment in time. And for that moment, it was very real and impactful on me. I'll simply never forget it, that single precious moment where I selfishly gave everything up for Leto.
You have a beautiful way with words.
What? It was an odd thing to say. I had barely uttered anything since he had come in and just about sucked my dick off my body. He pressed his hand to my chest and stroked it. He was grinning toothily. As I said, he never closed his mouth. It was amazing how he was able to do this without drooling or making weird slurpy noises. The most notable thing that resulted from this was the "ha" noise he made when he breathed. He did this near constantly.
I have to breathe, don't I?
He asked me. Of course, I muttered, still locking eyes with his. I was, I admit, a bit terrified. I wasn't sure what he was about to say or do, and I was too exhausted to fight him off if I had been required to.
You won't need to fight me off. I got you right where I want you, Daddy.
He then said something completely ridiculous, and to this day I don't understand it.
Actually, you're my mother, but I just like calling you my daddy.
I remember my face crunching up into a point at these words, but I didn't say anything. What do you say to something like that?
You don't have to say anything, Daddy,
he went on.
All you have to do is let the world go. And let me take what I want from your body. Understand?
I nodded like a little kid who had just been offered a treat in exchange for good behavior. It was here that I saw Leto slither back down to my crotch region. I wasn't ready. I needed more time. My hands shook as I considered trying to push him away, but I just couldn't. He had control over me. He had rewritten my thoughts and actions to obey his whimsy. But no, I didn't have the cum to give him. That did not stop him, though. His lips slurped up my flaccid cock, and soon I was locked into another round of oral bliss. It was instantly wonderful, and I was hard again within mere seconds. I think I screamed. I shouldn't have screamed, because I might be disturbing one of the adjacent apartments, but I didn't care in the moment. I just made whatever noises felt right. My entire reproductive system jump-started into action. Signals were sent that breeding was in progress, and there was not enough sperm to meet the demand. Everybody was told they'd be fired if they didn't meet the quotas. They worked overtime, constantly remarking that it must be a really big egg. In real time, I could feel my balls filling with cum, gushing into my orbs as I experienced the magnificent sucking of that bat maw. Somehow it was all working. Leto was doing this to me. He was making my body do things it had never done. And every moment of it was pure bliss. Pure selfish bliss. And once again, I came. I spilled every drop of my seed into his sucking mouth. He sucked it all out like he had done the first time. And all I could do was scream out from the pain of such a hard and terrible orgasm. By the end of it, I was crying. Tears were running down my face. He was looking into my eyes, breathing. I couldn't say anything. I was trembling too hard from the outrageous afterglow. I was weak and dearly wanted to sleep. I did not think I could handle another one so quickly. The scary thing was that I did not think I had the guts to tell him no.
Listen, buddy. I'm trapped on the island of Moo right now. You need to get through that part. You stopped writing my story once, and now you're acting like you're going to do it again. Don't do that to me.
What the ever-loving crap was he talking about? I was terrified. I invited this guy into my house, he sucked me off twice, and now he was talking like he was completely cracked. I didn't know what to say. What do you say when someone talks gibberish to you like that?
Just say you'll do it, Daddy.
I'll do it. I promised with tears streaming down my face. I promise I'll do it.
Good rat. Time for a gift.
He rolled me over to my front. I grabbed a pillow and held on tightly as Leto pressed his nose to my pucker. A moment later, I felt the entire length of his tongue plunge into my ass. I dared to look at the window to see what was out there. Nothing. Nothing was out there. Where was I? Yeah, I know all this looks bleak, but I'll bet I got your attention. This has been Buddy the Rat, and I'll see you all in the next chapter. We'll be right back.